I got a book from the publisher. It's Spry Publishing. And the author, Scott Benner, who was on the show, and I didn't look up what episode he was on. I think it's back in the probably 40, 50 range. I'll put a link in the show notes to Scott's interview. But he talked about a book. And let me just set up the backdrop. So back in May of last year, I met Scott at the Lilly Diabetes event or summit. And we had talked quite a bit. And he kind of told me his idea that he was working with the publisher on and what he wanted to do. And at the time, I thought it was a good idea, something new and fresh, and didn't think much more of it until I had him on the show over, I think it was the summertime or late summer. And we talked about it a little bit more. And the book is called Life is Short, Laundry is Eternal. And it's Confessions of a Stay-at-Home Dad. So Scott is or has been a stay-at-home dad for the last 10 years or so. This book, like I said, I got it on Friday. I think it was Friday. It was either Friday or Thursday that I got it. And I said, oh man, I'm like, I just wanted to take a break from books because I've been reading a ton of books lately and just getting kind of burnt out. I might just read like a fun book that doesn't require much or is related to diabetes or eating or healthy or foods, whatever, or diets. And then I got Scott's book and I read the first chapter that night. And I immediately after reading the chapter, I sent Scott a tweet through Twitter and I said, Scott, I literally laughed out loud twice in the first chapter. And I mean, literally out loud to myself, I'm laughing at some of the stuff that was in the first chapter. And I said, this book's going to be great. So what happened next was, this was, I think, Saturday that I really got into the book. I read the whole book pretty much in a day, or within 24 hours, I read the whole book, and it's a little over 200 pages. And I loved it. I mean, I went from laughing out loud to, you know, shedding some tears on some of the pages to be absolutely moved. I actually told Scott and the publisher, you know, that this is definitely an awesome book, you know, potential bestseller capability of this. And I also talked to Scott. So I called him up. I said, Scott, and I won't tell you exactly what I told him because I want to keep it a little bit clean, but I said, this book is unfreaking believable. I said, it is awesome. This is, and Scott's a first-time author. It does not show one bit. It's a very easy read. It's fun to read. It'll have you laughing. It'll have you know, shedding some tears possibly, but it isn't like tears where you feel bad about yourself. It's just emotional, especially those that might have diabetes and know Scott's story with his daughter, Arden. You know, it was just moving. And Scott gets into some of the history of, you know, how he grew up. But you know, what I want to mention is when I first heard the title of the book, I thought, you know, that's kind of, I don't know what the book's really going to be about. And even before I started and I didn't really look at the table of contents, I'm like, I have no idea. Is this going to be a whole book about laundry and a stay-at-home dad doing, you know, what people would consider, you know, in the old days, the chores of the household, or a lot of the stuff that women used to do, and that's what it's going to be all about, is, you know, kind of the role reversal. But it really wasn't. And that's the part that made me laugh, was when he talked about doing laundry and some of the things that go along with it. But this book is everything from kind of inspirational, from parenting tips and kind of what Scott's done parenting and how his outlook has changed. It's got a couple chapters on diabetes and the whole situation with Arden. It's about life. It's about living. It's got humor. It's, you know, a memoir of some of Scott growing up and some of the, you know, going way back to his early days and how he got bounced around and his whole family situation back then. So I really want to say, I took the time to read this thing almost straight through. I've got three kids, full-time job, busy, you know, and I made a point as soon as I started it to finish it, and I loved it. And I told Scott, it's one of the best books, the most fun books that I've read in a really long time, if not at all. And, you know, heavy endorsement by me. This isn't my book or anything, But I just really enjoyed it. And I know how much work can probably go into creating and writing a book like this. And I'm no writer. That's why you're listening to my voice instead of reading my words. I just really gave Scott props, and I called him up. We talked for like 40 minutes about this book and really dug into it. And I just gave him honest feedback. I said, Scott, this book is awesome. And Scott's very humbled, and you know, I think he's really looking forward to the launch. This book will be available to everyone April 2nd, and it's available to pre-order now. You can do it through Barnes & Noble, or you can do it, I think, through Amazon. It's a little bit cheaper on Barnes & Noble, but it's under $10 for the book. So folks out there, you don't have to have diabetes. You don't have to be a parent. But I can guarantee you, if you read this book, you're going to be laughing and laughing out loud like I was. I mean, my wife is looking at me like, what the heck are you doing? And then, you know, 30 minutes later, I'm like choking up and my eyes are watering a bit. So I guess heavy endorsement by me. I've got nothing invested in the book other than to tell you, guys, read this book. It's unbelievable. So I just wanted to mention that Scott's done a great job, and told him I'd actually buy the book because I thought it was that good, even though I already have a copy of it, just to support him and what he's done. So props to Scott. Again, the book is called Life is Short, Laundry is Eternal. And I will post a link to that on the site, so you don't need to remember that. You can get that link right on bloggingdiabetes.com.